come to a time in the service where we would like to invite anybody who is a child or who likes to pretend that they're a child to come sit in these first two rows that have been roped off, for we have a story to tell you. If there's not enough room, you may sit right there.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two very happy people called Tim and Maggie. And their two children, John and Lucy. To understand how happy they were, you have to understand how things were in those days. You see, in those days, everyone was given at birth a small, soft, fuzzy bag. Anytime a person reached into this bag, he was able to pull out a warm fuzzy.
Warm fuzzies were very much in demand because whenever anybody was given a warm fuzzy, it made him feel warm and fuzzy all over. People who didn't get warm fuzzies regularly were in danger of developing a sickness in their backs, which caused them to shrivel up and die.
In those days, it was very easy to get warm fuzzies. Anytime that somebody felt like it, he might walk up to you and say, "I'd like to have a warm fuzzy."
You would then reach into your bag and pull out a fuzzy the size of a little girl's hand. As soon as the fuzzy saw the light of day, it would smile and blossom into a large, shaggy, warm fuzzy. You would then lay it on the person's shoulder or head or lap, and it would snuggle up and melt right against their skin and make them feel good all over.
People were always asking each other for warm fuzzies, and since they were always given freely, getting enough of them was never a problem.
There were always plenty to go around, and as a consequence, everyone was happy and felt warm and fuzzy most of the time.
One day, a bad witch became angry because everyone was so happy, and no one was buying potions and salves.
The witch was very clever and devised a very wicked plan.
One beautiful morning, the witch crept up to Tim while Maggie was playing with their daughter and whispered in his ear, "See here, Tim? Look at all the fuzzies that Maggie's giving to Lucy. You know, if she keeps it up, eventually she's going to run out, and then there won't be any left for you." Tim was astonished. He turned to the witch and said, "Do you mean to tell me that there isn't a warm fuzzy in our bag every time we reach into it?" And the witch said, "No, absolutely not.
And once you run out, that's it. You don't have any more with this."
The witch flew away, laughing and cackling.
Tim took this to heart and began to notice every time Maggie gave up a warm fuzzy to someone else. Eventually, he got very worried and upset because he liked Maggie's warm fuzzies very much and did not want to give them up. He certainly did not think it was right for Maggie to be spending all her warm fuzzies on the children and other people. He began to complain every time he saw Maggie giving a warm fuzzy to somebody else, and because Maggie liked him very much, she stopped giving warm fuzzies to other people as often and reserved them for him.
The children watched this, and soon they began to get the idea that it was wrong to give up warm fuzzies anytime you asked or felt like it. They too became very...
They would watch their
parents closely, and whenever they felt that one of their parents was giving too many fuzzies to others, they also began to object. They began to feel worried whether they gave away too many warm fuzzies.
Even though they found a warm fuzzy every time they reached into their bag, they reached in less and less and became more and more stingy. Soon people began to notice the lack of warm fuzzies, and they began to feel less warm and less fuzzy. They began to shrivel up, and occasionally people would die from lack of warm fuzzies.
More and more, people went to the witch to buy potions, even though they didn't seem to work. The situation was getting very serious indeed. The bad witch didn't really want the people to die, since dead people can't buy salves and potions. So a new plan was devised.
Everyone was given a bag that was very similar to the fuzzy bag, except that this one was cold while the fuzzy bag was warm. Inside of the witch's bag were cold prickles. These cold prickles did not make people feel warm and fuzzy, but made them feel cold and prickly instead.
But they did prevent people's backs from shriveling up. So from then on, every time somebody said, "I want a warm fuzzy," people who were worried about depleting their supply would say, "I can't give you warm fuzzy, but would you like a cold prickly?"
Sometimes, two people would walk up to each other thinking they could get a warm fuzzy, but one or the other of them would change his mind, and they would wind up giving each other cold pricklies. So while very few people were dying, a lot of people were still feeling unhappy and feeling very cold and very prickly.
The situation got very complicated. Warm fuzzies, which used to be thought of as free as air, became extremely valuable.
Before the witch had appeared, people used to gather in groups of three or four or five, never caring too much who was giving warm fuzzies to whom. After the coming of the witch, people began to pair off and to reserve all their warm fuzzies for each other exclusively. People who forgot themselves and gave a fuzzy to someone else would feel guilty because they knew that their partner would probably resent the loss. People who could not find a generous partner had to buy their fuzzies, and they worked long hours to earn the money.
Another thing which happened was that some people would take cold pricklies, which were limitless and freely available, coat them white and fluffy, and pass them off as warm fuzzies.
These counterfeit warm fuzzies were really plastic fuzzies, and they caused additional difficulties. For instance, two people would get together and freely exchange plastic fuzzies, which presumably should have made them feel good, but they came away feeling bad instead. Since they thought that they had been exchanging warm fuzzies, people grew very confused about this, never realizing that their cold, prickly feelings were really the result of the fact that they had been given a lot of plastic fuzzies.
The situation was very, very dismal, and it all started because of the coming of the witch, who made people believe that someday, when least expected, they might reach into their warm, fuzzy bag and find no more.
Not long ago, a lovely, strong woman with big hips and a happy smile came to this unhappy land.
She seemed not to have heard about the witch and was not worried about running out of warm fuzzies. She gave them out freely, even when not asked. People called her the hip woman, and some disapproved of her because she was giving the children the idea that they should not worry about running out of warm fuzzies.
The children liked her very much because they felt good around her. They too began to give out warm fuzzies whenever they felt like it.
The grown-ups became concerned and decided to pass a law to protect the children from using up their supplies of warm fuzzies. The law made it a criminal offense to give out warm fuzzies in a reckless manner without a license.
Many children, however, seemed not to know or care, and in spite of the law, they continued to give each other warm fuzzies whenever they felt like it and always when asked.
Because there were many, many children, almost as many as the grown-ups, it began to look as if maybe the children would have their way.
As of now, it is hard to say what will happen. Will the forces of law and order stop the children? Are the grown-ups going to join with the hip woman and the children in taking a chance that there will always be many warm fuzzies as needed? Will Tim and Maggie, recalling the days when they were so happy and when the warm fuzzies were unlimited, begin to give away warm fuzzies freely again?
The struggle spread all over the land and is probably going on right where you live. If you want to, and I hope you do, you can join by freely giving and asking for warm fuzzies and by being as loving and healthy as you can.
We come now to a time in our service.
Wait. We now invite the children to go back to their classes with their teachers. And as they leave, we can sing as we leave this friendly place.